On April 10th, there were still some 20,000 prisoners in the camp, among them a few hundred children. It was decided to evacuate all of us at once, by evening. Afterward, they would blow up the camp. And so we were herded onto the huge upper plots in ranks of five, waiting for the gate to open. Suddenly, the sirens began to scream. Alert! We went back to the blocks. It was too late to evacuate us that evening. The evacuation was postponed to the next day. Hunger was tormenting us. We had not eaten for nearly 6 days, except for a few stalks of grass and some potato peels found on the grounds of the kitchens. At 10 o'clock in the morning, the SS took positions throughout the camp and began to herd the last of us toward the Appelplatz. The resistance movement decided at that point to act. Armed men appeared from everywhere, bursts of gunshots, grenades exploding. We, the children, remained flat on the floor of the block. The battle did not last long. Around noon, everything was calm again. The SS had fled, and the resistance had taken charge of the camp. At 6 o'clock that afternoon, the first American tank stood at the gates of Buchenwald.